Did you ne'er hear of the baby of Mars that charged Tom Fox's wife with his tars? For his valor lies all in his arse, which needs must be very strong. A sanctified colonel in beaten buff, with a scarlet jump that's cudgel-proof, and his son crowlin' coward of the self-same stuff, who got the wench big with young. He's a journeyman soldier to the state's army, and 'tis in his terms when you fight you must spare me. So runs a commission of Colonel Jeremy, if I be informed true. Upon a mock alarm, he's sure in the van, where he takes none and does no more hurt than he can. He's a pitiful soldier, though a cruel man, let's give the devil his due. To sacrifice to his fears and his pride, he caused the church champion be murdered and tried by the judge of his name and the rope on his side. 'Tis pity they ever were parted, yet you cannot but say 'twas very well meant when he went to the House of Parliament in love to his country before he was sent in a coach when he might have been carted. You must always take the goodwill for the deed, though at risen he had not the luck to speed. Yet some other place may have very great need if the devil release but his hire. So dear was his love that he purchased a throng of seamen in lice and lungs very strong. Sure he will be somebody ere it be long, if he be not laid in the mire. How the sailors did hollow and throw up their hats, and the men with wide mouths that used to cry sprats, but the brave spark of Arndale made them look like drowned rats when he humbled on toll for his sin. That high-born hero had cudgeled their swords, had they not almost expired at his words, but the whole design was not worth two half-turns, though you throw the three justices in. In his last good service he took the city by an order from the mistaken committee, where he escaped a scouring, the more was a pity, for 'twas foul when you have said what you can. He marched into Gates with 100 more, oh brave, he ne'er did the like before, for he used to sneak in at the back door, as becomes a right modest man. When they entered the town they beleaguered the mayor, and with wonderful courage they stormed the chair, but they soon were all foul and ran very fair, as if they'd been bred for the course. For the bells were rung backward as he says his prayers, and his head went forward with his haste down the stairs, like a man of dispatch in the state affairs. Thank fortune it was no worse. 'Tis much to be wondered he should leave the rump, though his love to that end has received a laugh from. But that is his god, whatever is trump, yet his spirit now was blind. Had the rump but once fizzled, 'twas the strongest side, but a fart has surrounded his troop and their pride. Though infallible butler was his guide, that they are both blown down the wind. Yet that would be thought a true Englishman, let him make true Latin if he can. Yet learned men's lives this rascal will scan, and when he has done it, deny it. This is Jeremy's forlorn, when brave Jack appears, he has little of wit and less of fear, and swears for his colonel by the year, and when he is in he will ply it. When the nation was jaded with a Quaker, this Gipple forsooth was a great undertaker, and amongst other trades a justice maker, brewer, Tyrrell, and gaffer life. Were made and created by his stinking breath to sit on the bench upon life and death. We'd as good have had a turd in our teeth without any further strife. I thought this colonel would fail when he was upon his codpiece bail. He got such a flap with a fox tail as more at large in your box, sir. But now, if we may believe common fame, at present they say he's fled for the same. How poorly this fellow has played his game, but let him not scape without knocks, sir. Yet he is such a coward that I dare say he neither does fight nor yet run away. And yet he'd be glad to stand at a stay if he might but have his quietus. For tell him his baseness but once to his face, you're sure enough he dies on the place. If he hangs not himself upon this disgrace, 'tis one to a thousand he'll beat us.